This episode of The College Tapes contains depictions of kidnapping and distress. Listener discretion is advised.
All this drama over you. I've seen impressive artifacts before, things that could take down kings and destroy worlds, but you, oh, there's something special about you. You're at the heart of a secret organization, maybe a few. And based on what happened with Boy Wonder this morning, well, I think there's a lot more to you. So, what is Blackwell up to, and what did he want from me? I can't believe I've finally stumbled on an actual conspiracy. Oh, shit. Come on, Oliver. You know that's not a good path. But it's okay. It's okay. You're safe now. You're safe. I don't know why you're scared, but I'm going to protect you from him. From Beck. I won't let anyone burn you or tear you or hurt one stitch in your spine. Okay, Oliver, talking to a book like it's your child. Not the sanest you've ever sounded. You have to be dealt with. And maybe I should have showed you to Beck instead of keeping you hidden, but... No, I can deal with this on my own. I just have to... What would Mark do? He'd probably throw you away. And that's not... You're meant to be cherished. Okay, you're a book, so you're meant to be read. That's your whole purpose, right? But then why did you get tangled? What did Blackwell want me to fix? I thought I'd untangled you, made you more readable, but everything is still mixed up, looping. What are you hiding? I need to be able to read everything without you going into full time ghost mode, but you don't trust me. You don't trust anyone. I get that. So, how do I convince you to let me read you? You've got something in there that's important to you. I get it. I really do. But what? Would you rather have Blackwell here to read you? Or Beck?
Whoa. Okay. Sorry.
Fucking cheeky. Jesus, you're... I mean, I have never encountered an artifact as alive as this before. What we need is a sort of tether, a way to move through you without getting sucked into the time machinations or the soap operas of the past. So, what do we use for this? Think, Ritz, think. Is it... Have I been fighting you? Is that it? If I let go, jump in head first... Will you play nice? Explain what the hell is going on? Okay, well now you're just being an asshole. Mark? Hi, Mark. You have? No, I didn't... Well, I must have had the phone on silent. I had to take a walk. I needed to get away from the cast of Riverdale. Well, I didn't realize you called 5 times, okay? Listen, I'm... Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, I'm coming. We aren't done, Ledger. But you can't come with me. You need to stay hidden. But I'll be back. I promise.
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. Episode 14, Omnis Abditus, by Megan Fitzmartin.
Oh, is it finally time for the adults to talk?
Where the hell were you?
I told you, I took a walk. They're all so loud.
Well, why didn't you answer your phone?
I'm sorry, I'm not constantly at your beck and call, all right? Sometimes one has to... Hey, are you okay?
Can we get down to business?
What did you do? Why is he all agitated?
I'm fucking fine. We're in the fucking middle of some fucking serious shit, and you just fuck off.
Hey, I don't think you can say fuck that many times in a professor's office.
It's the least of our fucking problems. Now, I wanted to talk to you about Blackwell
and all the... Mark, what is going on? Just talk to me.
Nothing. I just couldn't find you again.
Sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Do you need to leave?
Am I invisible?
What?
I don't know, just... You can go back to Boston if you need to.
Yeah, right. And leave you with all this?
I mean it. I'd understand.
No, I'm not you.
What?
And I'm not letting you do that again.
Do what?
Push people away instead of letting them try to help.
Hey, bud, I'll ship you out on a bus if I have to. Whatever this is, Mark...
It's nothing.
Well, even if it is something, it's... You... You can tell me.
As touching as this is, are you done?
Sorry. It's nothing, Oliver, okay? My sister would probably just call it a flare-up. It's nothing serious. Now, where were you, really?
Oh, fucking hell.
Are we really gonna have a whole argument in front of this guy? I thought you needed me for something.
Beck needs to talk to you, but... I'm trying to figure out which mystery concerns me more.
I was just walking.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
If you'll remember, I can see past Oliver. And from my understanding of your friend's powers, so can he.
Shit. Which one?
The one where you went to the book, asshole.
Oh, okay, great. So now you're the professor of privacy invasion.
He already talked about this. Weren't you listening?
No, usually never.
I generally have a handle on it, barring the occasionally strong emotional past.
But I don't have a...
Your friend, on the other hand.
Shit. Mark.
You guys can continue your whatever lover's spat later, okay?
Lovers, what?
I don't actually care. Now, Oliver, right?
How can I assist you, oh captain, my captain?
You've been talking to Professor Blackwell.
What about it?
Fucking supervillain name.
I need to see it. With your permission, of course.
Oh, now you're asking.
I told you, I always try to ask. But it was heavily infused with emotions before, so yes, I saw some of it. But I stopped before I could see anything helpful, and now I'm asking nicely.
But... I don't get it. What's so special about Professor Blackwell?
Well, maybe if I can see your past, I'll have a better explanation.
Fine. Go ahead. Wait. Byron, where are you going?
I was just gonna give you both some privacy. It's like an echo, Oliver. I see your past, too.
Well, sure. If it's too much for you, I get it. You can... Can you stay?
Fine.
Okay, so what? Do I just sit cross-legged on the floor, like meditate?
Shut up.
Okay. Shutting up.
Much faster than...
Then you'd expect an old man to drive? Well, I suppose I do look the type who'd only drive to church on Sundays, if I went to church.
I just meant, I appreciate the lift.
You don't do well with public transportation.
You could say that.
Well, I don't either, if we're being honest. I like the calm of an open road, being able to see what's around me, the possibilities even as I pass them by. It reminds you of who you are, grounds you.
Yeah, you get to see everything. You're not trapped.
Couldn't have said it better. So, tell me about Israel?
Can't.
Naturally. Bogota?
Nope.
Fine. Just tell me, did you really manage to enter a Van Gogh painting.
Seems you already know all my stories, Prof. Somehow.
Fair enough. I have to say, I'm extremely impressed, Mr. Ritz.
Thanks ever so.
I've met many atypicals, even my fair share of alchemists. But the work that you've done for the Order, it's... I've never heard of anything like it.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of time to perfect it.
You are quite exceptional.
Well, so I continuously tell people.
And they don't seem to listen.
That, or they locked me up for most of my life. Your results may vary.
It's a shame. A travesty, really.
True. Who'd want to lock up a face like this?
And a talent like yours. You're special, Oliver. Truly unique.
Thanks. Listen, I'm not a kiss on the first date sort of guy, so...
I gather you've had a difficult past. That you've heard more than once the derisive remarks those who are remarkable often face.
Sure, but I've been through too much shit to get offended. Besides, I'm atypical. Of course I'm special. It's not my fault some people have a problem with that.
I couldn't agree more. But I'm not simply comparing you to the doldrum lives of the average everyman. Even among our ranks, you are beyond imagination. A power and ability beyond belief. Why then do you think you were hidden away? It's because they were afraid of you. Afraid of the power you possess, the systems you can change. Systems that are short-sighted. Who think because they have the technology, they are secure. That they have nothing to worry about. Content and snug in their warm beds created by bureaucratic nonsense that gives them a sense of security as they dream of nothing. They have no imagination, no true call towards the future, no real respect for the past. But you have the power to change the system. Rather, to control the system. Together, Mr. Ritz, we can change the world.
You know all that's bullshit, right?
Fucking course I know that. I'm not an idiot.
Are you sure?
That I'm not an idiot?
The emotional tie to that part of your past is strong. Really strong. Clearly something about it affected you.
Well, maybe it was just shock at the level of bullshit piled on in one conversation. I mean, me? Change the world? I'd make it worse.
No, that's not what I mean, I don't know you. Maybe you would...
Well, are you sure you're not a psych professor? You have such a skill.
But I'm not talking about you, dipshit. I'm talking about Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us what's wrong with Dr. Doom.
Well, he's a master manipulator for one.
Hold on, master is a stretch.
Trust me, you don't notice it happening. But it's textbook manipulative narcissism. Not to mention...
Hey, I was joking about you being a psych professor.
I know what I'm talking about. Trust me.
He's right. And I'm not gonna say I told you so.
Back off, Byron.
Oliver, you're working for a man who is part of an occult chaos magic group. Happens to the best of us.
Occult chaos magic? What, he's a modern-day Aleister Crowley?
Not far off. He actually believes that atypicals are touched by the gods or something, that we're magic.
Well, I've spent the past 3 years looking at a lot of things that could be considered pretty magical, so...
It's science. You're an alchemist, you know that. But Seamus, the way he views atypicals, our abilities, it's beyond all reason.
So he believes some out there things. That doesn't mean he's evil.
Stop being an idiot.
Well, it's easy for you to call him a master manipulator when he isn't here. I saw you two arguing.
Give it a rest, Oliver. You know there's something off about him. Why else would you take the book from his safe?
Do you know what his power is?
No. We didn't get around to it. It seemed rude to ask.
He's an empath.
So? What's your point? You spent 5 seconds with that kid, Caleb. That should be plenty of evidence that empaths aren't exactly master manipulators.
Empath abilities are a lot more complicated than just feeling someone's feelings. He could be using your feelings against you, reading your emotions, telling you what you want to hear.
Oh, give me a little credit. I wasn't born yesterday.
He could be pushing feelings onto you.
What? No, no, I've never...
The line between empath and mind manipulator is gossamer thin.
Yeah, that sounds like a bit of a stretch,
Prof. He's right, Oliver. Caleb, well, it's not my story to tell, but he... Professor Beck is right.
Well, I don't buy it.
Why would I lie to you?
You saw my memory?
It's not a memory, it's your past.
Well, I saw yours.
What?
In Blackwell's journal. Go ahead, take a look. I remember it well.
I don't care what you want. This isn't what the Order would want.
Maybe that's not a bad thing. We haven't heard from them in years.
And why do you think that is?
God, it's so much. Oh boy.
You're not the only one who gets to make decisions here.
Oh, how do I get off this ride?
You're willing to sacrifice your kinsmen.
You haven't seen the horrors I've seen.
Whoa, wait, what?
You won't do this. I won't let you.
Come now, Jason. Calm yourself.
Stop manipulating me!
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think you...
So who's spouting the most bullshit now?
Title of your autobiography.
What do you think was happening in that memory?
You were willing to let atypicals, your people, burn. Well?
That's not what was happening.
It was in the book, man.
I can't... Look, I don't know how I can convince you that Seamus Blackwell is a dangerous man. That he's not someone you should trust. In fact, he's a part of a whole group of people you shouldn't trust. And look, I'm not saying you should trust me either. But if you're looking for someone to tie your boat to, this ain't it.
But you haven't given me any reason why Blackwell is untrustworthy except your own useless feelings about him.
We were arguing about transmuting atypical powers to those who are not atypical. That's what that memory was about. Turning regular people into atypicals.
Fuck.
What?
Is that possible?
No, of course not. It was another one of his crackpot beliefs with no basis in reality, but it didn't matter to Seamus. He was desperate to try, no matter the cost. That's when I realized exactly who Seamus Blackwell is. He's unhinged, and he's only looking out for himself, not humanity.
Fine, maybe, but he didn't consider me a threat. He didn't lock me in a fucking basement.
Fuck.
Did you both just...
Oliver.
How dare you?
Oliver, wait. Professor, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Oliver.
I'm going for a walk.
What, back to the book?
No, just a regular walk.
Hey.
Let go of me.
Hold the fuck on, Oliver.
What?
Talk to me.
No.
You have to talk about it.
What, about my terrible judgment in people?
No. Tier 5.
Tier 5? Like you talk about it?
I do talk about it. I talked with Sam and Joni, and sometimes I talk to Caleb, and hey, an actual therapist?
That you can't give any actual details to.
But it still helps to talk. Who do you talk to?
That's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
What did I just walk into when you were freaking out?
Oh, are you also an empath now?
Hey man, I don't need special powers to see that something Professor Bad News said before I got there had you rattled.
It's not every day you find out about an actual evil organization.
Mark, we were both trapped in an evil organization's basement for years, so try again.
It's nothing, Oliver.
Uh-uh. I know you well enough. For 3 years, I've ignored when you get like this.
Like what?
I say something, or something happens, and then you get... like this. Muddled, thrown off, confused. And I never ask you about it. Never pressure you to tell me your deep, dark secrets. Never.
Are you mad about that?
No. Obviously not. My point is, you don't want to talk about that. And I don't want to talk about this.
That wasn't anything to talk about.
Neither is this.
Yes, it is! You aren't talking to anyone about Tier 5. You just throw yourself into a project and then another project and then you disappear off the grid and reappear in the middle of a conspiracy.
Okay, that was not my fault.
Isn't it? You couldn't wait to leave my apartment.
You didn't want me there.
What?
I made you remember. Remember what it was like there. Remember everything they did.
You don't think I can remember that all on my own? Talking doesn't make it completely go away.
Well, then what's the point of talking about it at all?
The point is, you can't get any better if you don't deal with it. You can't leave it in the past and let go and live your life if you're still holding on to it. You let some fucking Snidely Whiplash knockoff convince you he can save the world?
Fuck off. You can't fix me, Mark.
Hey. I'm not trying to fix you.
Yes, you are. You totally are, and it's really fucking annoying.
Well, I'm so sorry that my caring about you is so annoying. Jesus, I sound like my sister.
Yes, exactly. I don't need a therapist.
Oh, beg to differ. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. So that's just it? You're just running again?
Yep, better than staying.
You're gonna run out of places to run to if you keep going like this.
Really? And what exactly is it that you're doing?
Okay, you want to change the subject back to me again?
No, what is it? Tell me, what is it? What's that thing that you keep from me?
Why, I thought you weren't mad about that.
Since you want me to bare my damn soul to you to talk about how it was to live with myself day in and day out in a cell with no natural light, barely anything to entertain me as if I was some kind of common criminal when the real criminals, they actually ran free and they kept us locked down there and experimented and poked and prodded. You want me to show you everything, so fuck it, tit for tat, boyo. I never ask you about the weird door in our friendship that we never talk about or you never open.
What door?
It's what I was talking about before. When you get that faraway look like you had in Beck's office. When you back yourself into a corner. I never asked you about whatever it is that has you looking like you do right now. Like I'm gonna make you do something you don't want to.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, touched a nerve, did I?
Hey, no, yeah, it's not
sucks.
The fucking same.
Sucks,
it's not the same.
Why? Because it's not you?
Because I'm better. I'm not like that anymore.
Like what?
I have control, Oliver. No one can experiment on me, test my powers. I don't get tricked into thinking I can save the world. No one can make me do what I don't want to do. Confuse me. I am in control now. I am.
No, we never are, Mark. Beck is wrong. We are fucking magical beings, and the world hasn't caught up to us. And we're left waiting for the rest of the class. We're never in control!
So what? We're just supposed to run away and let the world happen around us? Fuck off when we don't want to do what we have to for ourselves?
Isn't that control?
No, it's not. Not when you're running from yourself. You can't just hide everything and try to forget. That shit always comes out. Sometimes at a professor's office in Yale.
I don't know how not to run, Mark.
I know. And hey, I'm not asking you to figure it out overnight or anything. I certainly haven't. But baby steps, right?
Baby steps how?
Like, for starters, not running off with Severus Snape to his basement of doom?
Oh, God, yeah, deal. So what now?
Well, we should probably go back in and talk to Beck, but then maybe lunch? I think there was a place on campus by the library you were in. We can figure out where to go from there.
No, I do not want to go back to jolly old Russell Library just yet.
But you think we should? You think there's monsters in the basement?
Well, not since I left.
I didn't mean that.
I was joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. Just keep up. But who's to say he didn't have more than just the book down there?
Russell Library basement. Adam. That's where this whole mess began. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Christian Bruin as Oliver, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Chris Gardner as Beck, and Victoria Grace as Caitlin. This episode is directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.